he said he's going for the concert. I mean, he's got some friends there, too, I guess, but.
Well, yeah, but I mean, half the trip. Like, if you're going to California, half of it is whatever you're going to do, but also you're just, you know, you're going to California. I mean, it's one of those places. It's like, it's kind of a destination, you know?
I guess. Either way.
Be like if you went to New York, see a concert.
Yeah, I think that'd be weird to go there for a concert, too. But either way, here we are. Cam will be gone for the next week or so. I don't know when he's coming back. Like Wednesday or so? Thursday? I don't know. He'll be back by the Florida game, so that's next week. So
see him sometime.
He'll be back when he's back. He will be back when he gets here. So you're good? You're good today?
I'm good, yeah. You don't like travel or what's...
I mean, it's just planes. Weird to go out there for a concert to me. I really didn't even say that thinking about you. I forgot that you did the same thing. If you were just like, hey, I want to go to California, that's fine. But like to build it around a concert seems kind of weird. Although, I don't know. People do it for sporting events, I guess. But usually that's like the only place the sporting event is. Right? Like, I mean, if I wanted to go see the Chiefs and Titans in the playoffs, like I only had one chance to go do that in one city type of thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, why would you go to Kansas City?
But, I mean, like, the tour's had many other stops. Now, I know you like California. You went to go check, and I know Cam's got friends out in California, so it's not exactly that reason, but
yeah,
like I said.
It's weird to me that it's weird to you. I don't know.
Okay.
It's like, because for me it was, you know, half the trip is just you're going to California.
Okay.
Like, it makes it a special, you know, kind of thing. I mean.
I didn't mean to put you down. I'm not trying to put you down.
No, I know. I don't know. It's not weird to me.
I know. You did it. It's normal to you. I haven't done it. It's weird to me.
Maybe you should do it.
There's not anybody I like enough to do that. To travel across the country to watch, like, there's not one musician that would be like, hey, I'm only doing a show here. You got to come see it. That I'd be like, okay, I'm going. It's not one.
It's weird that you hate music.
I love music. I like seeing live music.
All right.
Jules, you traveling? You can turn your mic on. You traveling for any musician?
I don't know if I would travel all the way to California.
Okay, like New York, maybe 12 hours or so?
Maybe, yeah. I guess I can understand traveling to California to do other things.
And then catching a concert
built
around it.
And then catching a concert like Cody did. But just going for a concert and then coming all the way back... That doesn't make much sense to me.
Now, again, like I said, Cam's got friends out there, too, so he's going to see some friends.
You guys are no fun.
I think I'm fun.
John and Jules, the no fun crew. Traveling stupid.
I didn't say traveling stupid.
That's kind of where you guys are at on that. No, I mean, not really. I just...
again, like, I mean...
Kind of. I don't think I'd go to California for a concert.
No, I mean, I'm not against going to California. I was looking about maybe I might try to take a trip out to California or something. I don't know.
That was my Jules impression. That wasn't you.
Oh.
I don't think I'd go.
Either way.
Well, so Cam's out there.
Cam's gone.
Hope everything goes well for Cam.
Me too. I hope things go well for Cam. I don't have the same fear for him as I did for you.
You should.
Maybe. You might be right about that.
I'm a seasoned vet, pal. No need to have fear for me.
Okay. No, today was Thursday, and you came in a couple minutes late, so, I mean...
No, I didn't. I was here at the start of the show.
No, you weren't. Jules had to go outside to look for you.
No. Nope. I was here right at noon.
That's not correct.
That Julia is correct. I looked at the
Julia
clock.
Julia, was it correct? Because you were playing extra spots and had to go look for him at 12:01.
It was probably right at noon.
Okay.
When he pulled
I looked
up.
At the clock when I pulled in. It's 11:58.
So you were in your car at noon and the show starts.
I was in the car at 11:59. Then I got out of the car, had to pop the trunk to get my bag out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we started at 12:01.
Yeah.
Today.
I would have hit the front door at noon.
Right, but you wouldn't have been in your seat ready to go at noon.
Do we ever start at noon?
We used to start right on time. We've had to slow that down.
I don't think that's because of me. I think that's because that's just how we do it now.
Jules had to play three extra spots today for you.
I don't think she had to, because I sat in here for about, it seemed like 2 minutes. I was in my chair before the show started.
in your chair, maybe unpacking things and causing a ruckus, maybe.
Nope. No, I mean,
you can rewrite history if you want. I watched Julia have to get up to go look.
I'm hearing one account of this. Your account is different than my account.
Julia just said right at noon she went outside to look out the window. That's what she just said.
And I would have been at the door at that time. I don't know. I'm surprised she didn't open the door for me because that's where I was at that time.
You were just getting out of your car.
That might have been 11:59 when that happened.
So now we have two accounts of this.
Still, I don't think you can base truth on a simple two accounts, you know. We'd have to ask everyone in the lobby.
The Periscope was live. We could probably go check the Periscope to see what time you came to the door. I had the Periscope already running if you want to.
Is there a camera out there? I mean,
there's
I think
a camera right here in the door
we'd
when
have
you
to
come
go,
in the studio.
We'd probably have to check the security cameras outside to
no,
see
we could
exactly
probably
what
check
I got
the camera
the
right here that
either
watches
way,
people
this
come
feels,
into the studio.
This feels like a ridiculous, you know. Why are we even talking about this? You know. I really don't understand.
You said you're a seasoned pro. I was just asking.
A seasoned pro at what?
Handling yourself?
I just mean at living.
Oh, okay. You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Second longest on the show.
Yeah. As
That's
far
true.
As just breaths taken.
That is true. You are the second best at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the best at it.
That's all I meant.
Okay. Well, you are the second best at it. I will give you that.
All right.
Any big sports stories going on right now? We're getting ready to kick off week two of the NFL.
Well, we'll have a Panthers-Bucks game tonight.
Yeah. That one do anything for you?
No, not really. There was a big news, local here, big news, right when we went off the air yesterday.
Yeah, right when we went off the air yesterday, Tennessee brought back Bryce Thompson.
It's almost like they planned it that way.
To do it when we get off the air?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I don't think we – do I think we would have like had like some type of reaction to it?
I don't know. It's weird that it happened the moment we went off the air.
Was that close to when they were going back to the – that's probably like close to when they go to the practice field, right? I'd say that probably had something to do with it too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be conspiracy guy. I'm just saying the timing.
What'd they think? Like we were going to lead a charge against it? Like, I mean
– I don't know what they thought.
Do you have strong feelings about Bryce Thompson being back?
I'm glad he's back.
He probably wouldn't have gotten beaten deep by the BYU wide receiver.
Yeah, probably not.
I would say you are at least 1-1 with Bryce Thompson.
That's why people are saying that a fake eyelash has completely brought down the program. One fake eyelash, we're done.
I don't know, but Tennessee... made the statement, reinstated Bryce Thompson. We'll talk about that next. Stick with us as Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric Service. This football season, don't let your lights get knocked out. Do the smart thing called Lloyd's Electric Service and buy a Generac automatic standby generator. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. Commercial, industrial, residential, Lloyd's does it all. Lloyd's Electric Service, your business, our priority. LloydsElectricService.com. All right, Coach, so right when we went off the air, Tennessee said, hey, we're bringing back Bryce Thompson. It says he's been cleared. They feel comfortable with what's happened so far. They said, we like the plan we have in place as a university. It's time to bring him back.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. Your thoughts on that are what?
Well, I don't think that they would have been able to bring him back if they weren't very confident that it was time to bring him back. In terms of if there was something really serious, if they thought there was a threat, something to be taken very seriously, they wouldn't have brought him back. I don't think the football desperation would have even allowed that after all the Title IX stuff that went on here and all that. Because, you know, it wasn't just up to Jeremy Pruitt.
Right.
So it tells me that he's clear. He's in the clear. The other incident is what made people kind of start freaking out, and that was really the biggest warning sign, but it was in the past. They had recruited him, assumingly knowing about that already.
Right.
So that really didn't apply to the situation, I don't think.
Jeremy Pruitt's official statement was, as university processes have progressed relating to Bryce Thompson, we've all taken this situation very seriously. I believe Bryce can grow by following the plan the university has put in place for him. As a result, I am allowing him to return to practice. Now, we don't know. I haven't seen anything about playing status for Saturday against Chattanooga. I would imagine he's not playing against Chattanooga, although I haven't seen anything definitively.
Why do you assume he's not, that he won't play?
I would imagine that you don't put a guy into practice for 3 days and then throw him in a game. I'd imagine there's more to conditioning and things like that that would have to be clear first. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they throw him out there. Because if you are returned to practice, that means you're back with the team. So maybe there is no reason to hold him out.
Well, and I would hope that he stayed in shape, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you'd hope. But, you can stay on the shape by, like, running on the treadmill and doing drills. But if you're not allowed on the football field, it'd probably be hard to do certain types of drills. And even then, like, game speed and game intensity is different than practice, right?
Yes, but I kind of think it would be a good idea to work him in against a team like Chattanooga,
sure,
as opposed to throwing him out in the swamp.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he is playing. Maybe he is playing.
I mean, I kind of hope he does play, just because you can work through those kinks against Chattanooga. Maybe, you know, I mean, hopefully.
And we talked about how your secondary hasn't been good so far this year. I mean, I think that's important, too. Like, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in this court case. I mean, he's scheduled to go to court, I believe, on the 23rd, which is 2 days after Florida, which is, you know, 12 days prior to him getting reinstated. However, on the other hand, the university is allowing Bryce Thompson to go to class, right? Like, he's still been going to class. He's still been around students. So I think at the very least you could say they've, you know, have deemed that his threats of, quote, shooting up the school aren't serious.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you don't let that guy go to class. You'd get him off campus if you think that's actually something that even could possibly happen 1%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they let him immediately back in school. He didn't miss any school time, did he? I mean, from what I remember.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. He was reportedly back in class on that Monday, right?
Yeah, because that thing happened over the weekend, and then the new week started. He was back in class, according to all accounts. Students on the ground, that's what they were saying. So, I mean, that obviously wasn't a big part of this. Now, they probably had to sit down with him and talk about it, like, hey, you didn't really mean that, right? You have any guns? You know.
Yeah.
They had to ask about it, I'm sure, but that probably wasn't a big part of this in the grand scheme. It was probably more about the alleged threat against the two women.
Well, the initial response was that was going to be the biggest part, right? Like, hey, you're threatening to shoot up the school. Like, we got to take that to the nth degree. Like, that's as serious as you could be. That's the equivalent of saying bomb on an airplane. You can't say bomb on an airplane.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Great scene.
Yeah, it really was.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
They took him off.
They took him off the airplane. They did not take Bryce Thompson out of school. They just took him off the practice field for a bit. You think Tennessee does this if Tennessee's 2-0?
Yeah, I think they'd still want him back.
Yeah. I mean, he's still running back by Florida, right? But you have more leeway. Like, if the secondary had been playing well, I wonder if that changes things. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know if it does or not. Only Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer and whoever else is making that decision at Tennessee knows the answer. But if Lante Taylor picked up where he left off and Warren Burrell was balling instead of both those guys grading out pretty poorly against BYU, I wonder if it would change if Tennessee was 2-0. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't.
A fake eyelash cost us the BYU game. It's hard to say it cost us the Georgia State game, though, because we just kind of got ran over in that second half.
Yeah. I mean, him being on the field would be better than, I mean, Burrell did get beat for a touchdown in the first half that allowed them to tie that game up. So, I mean, I don't think they're beating Bryce Thompson on that simple little skinny post that they won on. Like, I mean,
you wouldn't think so.
He was really good last year. I don't think they're scoring on him there. Maybe they would, though.
Altogether, though, we can at least say 1-1. That guy's worth one of these wins.
On the other hand, we knew before the season, right? I mean, the talk was always like, is he going to be back for Florida? Is he going to be back for Florida? And people were like, yeah, he'll be back for Florida. So maybe, like I said, this isn't anything result-driven. Maybe this is just the guys had a punishment. Now, you could argue about whether or not the punishment's good enough, and I do think that's where some people are differentiating. But you have to say at least he got punished, right? Two games, embarrassment.
He got punished for something that hasn't even been proven that he did. So,
We knew he hit the gate. We knew he damaged property. There was something that happened. Like, I mean, whether or not he actually threatened to shoot up the school or whether or not he actually did something, you know, 2 years ago to that girl in South Carolina, those are different stories. But, I mean, we knew something happened.
We knew there was a situation.
He got arrested. He's been punished for being arrested.
Yeah.
And for damaging school property, I mean, which you could scoff at if you want. But, I mean, there was something there.
I still think two games is... I mean, that's appropriate, isn't it?
Appropriate for what?
For whatever it is. I mean, because you can't say he's punished two games for the threat, because nobody even really... He wasn't convicted of a crime. Nobody even knows that the threat happened.
Well, he hasn't been proven innocent of a crime either.
Well, yeah, but you're innocent until proven guilty.
Well, I know, but
and
you
that's the whole thing.
Said he'd been proven innocent. He's not been proven anything yet. I mean, there hasn't... I don't know what... I thought you did, but if not, either way, like, that hasn't played out in court. The
right.
charges are still pending. Like, he goes to court on the 23rd.
Yeah. I mean, I just think for what it is, though, I mean, basically he's being punished for the just for the arrest, right? Property damage. That's all they can really punish him for at this point, the way I see it.
And I think everyone would agree that two games is plenty for that.
Right. I mean, I don't think that an accusation can be made and then all of a sudden this guy misses the whole year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ruins his livelihood.
I mean, Tennessee agrees with you. Jeremy Pruitt agrees with you.
I mean, we remember...
I don't disagree with
you. Remember A.J. Johnson? I mean, that's a comparable situation. It ruined his hope for the NFL. And then he was, he got off.
Yeah.
Now, Bryce Thompson's just a sophomore, but...
Those accusations were much more serious for A.J. Mm-hmm. Johnson, too.
Yeah, yeah, they were.
Like, that one actually went to, court and carried a much stiffer penalty than...
Still ended up ruining his career.
A verbal threat.
Yeah. It's a fine line, right? I mean, you got to take the stuff seriously. I understand that, but... When it's not actually what the accusation was, I mean,
we don't know if it was.
It ruins the future,
right? But we don't. But that's the point is we don't.
Yeah,
know.
We don't know. That's yeah. That's why I'm saying you can't just suspend him for more games. I mean, to me, I don't see why you would do that. You know.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got these guys at the Sentinel. They're like two games. You know.
Yeah, I mean, and then
it's ridiculous.
And then those guys reply about, oh, well, we get a lot of page clicks on our articles when we write stuff like this, and we're like, okay, well,
it's trash.
Is that the point of what you're trying to accomplish? If so, cool, I guess. Those are the same type of guys who talk about real journalism and stuff like that and then come out and talk about their page views, and that's kind of hypocritical. But, I mean, you keep, I guess, bringing up, I guess, what people would say is kind of the point, though, which is you keep saying that, we don't know if these accusations are true or it turns out the accusations weren't true. Like, we don't know, and we haven't had a court date yet, which I think makes the timing a little weird for some people. Like, it's still like a pending ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why the timing is weird, because I think if Bryce Thompson goes to court on the 23rd and whatever, you probably cop a plea deal to do something like, hey, I'll do community service and anger management at that point. Like, I think everyone be like, okay, cool, bring him back on the team. But until we see that, I think that's just got some people raising eyebrows. I'm happy he's back on the football field for selfish reasons of wanting the football team to be good.
Oh, yeah, same.
And I just think that if the university is allowing him to continue to be a student, that something, I guess, egregious hasn't been found, right? Like, the threat of danger must not be there if the University of Tennessee has allowed him to still be on campus going to class.
Should you not be able to live the life that you were living before the accusations if you're deemed not a risk by, say, the police, right? Because it's not like they're detaining him. The police don't see him as a danger. He's not in jail.
Yeah, I mean, once you bail out, you should kind of be able to
live the life you were living. I mean,
as you await trial. You are right about that in, like, a legal sense. Now, you get into, like, privileges versus rights in this argument. Like, he's eligible to walk around free and make money or go to class or do whatever, but
we always
hear playing football is a privilege. So, like, that would just kind of be a different conversation,
I
guess.
Going to college is a privilege.
Yeah. No, I mean, too. It is. So you are right about that. It is.
And if they're letting him go to class, you know, it makes sense that he should be able to go to practice.
Yeah. I mean, they always tell us that the free college is payment for the work. So the university is probably like, hey, we're not paying you to do nothing. Go out there and play football.
Yeah. That's what the scholarship's for.
That's what the scholarship's for. We're not paying you to sit around. We're not paying you to play school. We're paying you to go in there and win some football games. We're 0-2. And our secondary hasn't looked good.
No, it hasn't.
Did this pick up any national headlines?
It's not on the front page of ESPN.
What about on the front page of their college football page?
I bet it might be there. Let me take a look.
Because I didn't see any articles really written about this. I saw I saw the News Sentinel doing their thing. But so it is on the front page of ESPN's college football section?
It's the first headline.
Is it?
Cornerback Thompson reinstated by volunteers.
Okay. So it's made a little bit of a dent nationally.
It's nice that we're still relevant nationally. Kind of surprising.
It's hard to be fair, it's hard to crack the top headlines on ESPN's front page now. Like, if this was like in August maybe, but right now, you know, we got the Jets quarterback Sam Darnold's got mono. Apparently he's just been out partying and making out with too many women.
Yeah, that's what I always heard mono comes from, making out.
It was always cool, the kids that got mono, like in junior high. Like, oh, what have you guys been doing?
I remember, that was always a thing.
Luis Severino's back, so, I mean, the Yankees might be getting an ace. The U.S., Cody, they played again this morning, and Serbia beat their ass.
Really?
We went from a 58-game winning streak to a 2-game losing streak.
That's just pathetic.
We got a horse that failed a drug test before the Triple Crown.
Oh, no. What was he on?
I don't know.
It's usually coke with these horses.
The Browns are banning a fan that wasn't even at the game. They're saying, hey, you're banned for life. He's like, hey, I haven't been to a game in a decade. What are you talking about? I think they got the right, you know, they thought they had the guy who threw a beer on Logan Ryan. Turns out that guy wasn't in. And then Antonio Brown wearing number one practices.
And that was headlines.
Sorry.
I'll give more depth on a couple of them.
Yeah, sorry. So I guess it's hard for Bryce Thompson to crack the very front page of ESPN. So it did make a little bit of noise nationally. I haven't seen too much criticism, though. So, like, it's not, you know, maybe that's a good test, right? I mean, like, because it feels like people will look for any reason to pile on Tennessee, or at least, like, call into question the hypocrisy of Tennessee. And as long as we haven't seen too many articles floating around, maybe this is just normal, standard operating procedure.
I mean, if you just want to talk Tennessee, we're actually in a very positive light right now nationally.
That's right.
We have apparently offered the bullied kid a scholarship now, a full ride to UT, which I don't want to be that guy, but I'm kind of at the end of this whole thing. Hey, good for him, you know? Like, how much more are we going to do? You know what I mean? Just saying. I don't want to be that guy. I'll be that guy. I mean, a lot of us got bullied in school, you know? We didn't get full rides. I grew up in Arkansas as a Tennessee fan. I got a lot of fun, made fun of a lot. I never got a full ride. I had to pay out-of-state tuition. Good for him. I'm glad it's, you know, when are we going to cut this off, you know?
Stay with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Saying to be, hey, you got to be good at something. Hey, you got to be good at something.
I don't know, man. Nah. It's just the world we're living in these days. Everybody wants a handout. I'm going to tape a sign to my chest tomorrow. See if I can get something for free.
When you see this type of stuff happening, you understand why that Jussie guy tried to fake up his own beating, right? He was trying to...
Juicy Smollett.
He was trying to go viral. He was trying to go viral and get a bunch of free stuff. I understand why he did it now.
Juicy.
Got some bad news.
What?
It was a really good segment, but I forgot to start the podcast.
Ah! Yeah, that happens from
time. If you're listening, podcast people, that was just a little roast session of a poor kid who got bullied. Or roasted. One or the other. We don't know.
We weren't roasting him. We're not good at roast. We were just saying that it's time for him to quit getting free things.
I still disagree on that.
I don't know. I mean, I went back and listened. I told you I went back and listened.
Oh,
right?
No. Was it not good?
It was the timing, I think, was the biggest issue.
Well, I mean, like when you're in front of an audience, people laugh. That helps the timing.
Yeah. Exactly.
We didn't have an audience.
We needed a laugh track, or we needed Cam and Jules to have their mics on. Yeah. We've talked about it. It was the silence in between. It made it sound awkward.
Okay.
I thought.
Well, I mean, like I said, it was just me and you staring face to face.
Right.
No crowd.
Just you and
don't
me.
Don't watch anything. Go YouTube the Big Bang Theory. I was talking about this the other day. There's the Big Bang Theory. You know, it's supposedly such a great sitcom. Go watch their episodes without the laugh track. It's the same thing. If you don't have someone laughing, makes it sound weird.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just reading off lines. And they've already read the lines. They've read the scripts. They don't think it's funny. They're just reading it.
I made it 2 segments for this damn podcast. 2. That's it.
Is it because Cam's not here?
Yeah.
Would it be easier to...
Just not do a podcast this next week?
Yeah.
That would be easier.
That would be ideal, I guess.
What were you about to say? Were you about to offer you do it? Because that would not be easier.
I mean,
no.
It wouldn't work because it's your computer, so you wouldn't, right?
I mean, it's fine. I forgot.
Yeah. I forgot.
My bad. We were up. We did like a little drill here and during the last break. We all got up. We're roaming around. Whenever we're sitting still, it's fine. Bull Rod, just and all this national attention.
Just because he got called a fatty or something, you know?
I don't think they called him a fatty. I think they just said,
I mean, I don't know what they called him. I just, you know.
I think they just said, bro, like, you got a piece of paper taped to your shirt.
Aren't we kind of making it worse on him? Now we're allowing him to come here.
I do wonder how he is going to be perceived at school now. Now, like, the actual bullying might start happening.
Yeah, because everybody's going to be jealous of all his free stuff.
Maybe by the time he gets here, Tennessee football will be good again?
Maybe.
No.
Tennessee.
He'll come just in time for, you know, the...
No. We're making his life worse. We're guaranteeing him. How many home games do we have every year? 7. He's going to be here for 4 years. He could be a 5-year kid. Who knows? Most people are. Say, you know, he comes.
I think they only offered a 4-year scholarship, but
yeah, you don't come to a few of the not so good games. Say he comes to 20 games. We're basically guaranteeing this kid 20 disappointing days. You know, he's already been bullied, and now we're giving him more disappointment.
I do say shout out to UT for at least. Trying to capitalize on the goodwill and make some news about the scholarship. I mean, at least they tried to play the PR game the right way.
I mean, they've done a good job of that. It was ABC News right on the front.
Yeah. Shout out to us. Stick with us as Talk Sports live from the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. How's this for a headline? As Tennessee is stuck doing what Tennessee's been doing. This comes from Andy Staples. In an era when coaches pray to have one quarterback ready to play, UCF has 3. So who starts against Stanford? The guy who won the AAC title game? The Notre Dame transfer? Or the Hawaiian lefty freshman who smashed Tua's passing yardage record in high school? They got 3 guys they feel good about, apparently, at UCF. At UCF.
Last time I remember a 3-way quarterback battle, Ohio State, 2015, I believe.
Yeah.
Cardale Jones, JT Barrett, was Braxton Miller still?
Yep, they moved Braxton Miller to receiver.
At one time, Braxton Miller was still in on the battle.
They told Braxton Miller, hey, buddy, you just need to go play wide receiver.
Yeah. Cardale Jones was the one who led them to the playoff win over Alabama.
Yeah, they tried to give Cardale. That was still so dirty how they did that, I thought.
He was the one that didn't want to play school. Said he didn't come here to play school.
Well, he's also the one who won the national championship. I think that should be the way we remember him at Ohio State. He's the one who yeah. beat Alabama. And well, then he took care of Oregon.
Well, he beat, beat Alabama. I mean,
but that was so dirty.
Impressive.
Like, Urban Meyer was like, hey, just come back to school. You're not ready. He comes back to school and then gets benched. Right? I mean, didn't JT Barrett take over that job like 3 or 4 games into it?
Yeah, he did.
Ohio State was struggling. Then they was like, all right, fine, Cardale, go to the bench. And then he ended up like a 5th or 6th round pick to the Chargers. Now he's out of the league and headed to the XFL.
But he was so good there for he had his 15 minutes of fame.
He did. He made a little money off of it.
He was good against, I guess the first game he played was Wisconsin, wasn't it?
Yeah, they
won like
down
59 to nothing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got hot right at the end of the year there.
Turns out having Ezekiel Elliott on the field is pretty good for a quarterback.
Yeah, that helps. That helps.
And like, you know, just NFL wide receivers.
And Urban Meyer.
And Urban Meyer.
Second best coach in college football.
Yeah.
He was the best coach that day.
Yeah.
Outdoing Nick Saban.
How does that make you feel when I tell you that UCF is having a 3-way quarterback battle right now as they are undefeated? And I don't know if this is surprising or not. Maybe this changed. Let me go over to my bookie and see if this changed, because when I looked on Monday, UCF was favored by 7 over Stanford.
Where's that game at?
UCF.
Why is Stanford going to play in Orlando?
I don't know. I mean, with other schools, you would say, yeah, maybe it's recruiting. Like, is Stanford going into Florida and trying to recruit? Probably.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I mean, but for like an academic program like Stanford is, it just seems like a weird thing to go do.
Stanford didn't have their starting quarterback last week, but then they announced that KJ Costello should be back. So I want to go over to mybookie.ag right now. Use the promo code Knoxville if you deposit for 100% match bonus. I was thinking this line might be going down. Okay, Stanford's going to have their starter back. Everything's good. Nope. UCF is up to a 9-point favorite in this game. UCF has to be kind of mad that Stanford lost last week, right?
Yeah, because they're always trying to bark, hoping somebody will hear them. They're like that little small dog trapped under a... They always want somebody to hear them. Bark.
Stanford was top 25 last week, right? Weren't
yeah.
they top 25 going into that USC game? So, like, if they had beaten USC, it probably would have came in this game still ranked in the top 20, and that would have been a good chance for UCF. Instead, they get a Stanford that is 1-1. I'm going to ask you the question, but I doubt you're going to care. But if UCF beat Stanford, does that do anything for you?
Nope.
Power 5 win? Against a quality opponent?
It's Stanford. It's Stanford, a fringe top 25 team.
Is Stanford down to that regard? Because, I mean, we're not too far removed where people would talk about David Shaw being,
yeah.
you know, the 5th, 6th, 7th best coach in college football, and how, like, if you could pick one guy to go to the NFL, it might be David Shaw. So are we back now to where I tell you UCF beat Stanford and your response to me is at Stanford?
They've fallen off a bit. I mean, Stanford used to be you kind of expected them to be a playoff contender, or at least you expected them to be in the Rose Bowl. I mean, there was a time there where they were dominating the Pac-12, but now they've lost a lot of their edge. They lost their edge. They lost their I don't know what they lost, but they're not the same Stanford. I mean, if you look at past results, let me look at the last few years.
That seems kind of crazy. That happened kind of quickly with David Shaw and Stanford. Like, is it as simple as, hey, don't have Christian McCaffrey and Bryce Love anymore?
I think that's part of it. And I think the other thing with the question you're asking, I don't think anybody's talking about UCF the same way that they were.
I mean, I don't know. They're beating people down. I mean, they're still top 25 in the country, right?
Yeah, but since they lost LSU last year, I think that kind of put them back in their place.
You keep saying that without really, you know, giving acknowledgement that they were down to their backup quarterback. But, I mean, it has died down a little bit. And now they've been trying to work with scheduling Florida. I believe they got that done, right? But Stanford is headed to UCF. UCF's number 17 in the country, so they're probably going to be in that conversation all year as best Group 5 team. Beating Stanford, though, maybe that's the bigger conversation here is like, man, what happened to Stanford is where that's not seen as a quality win anymore.
Well,
because, I mean, those guys bring in 300, you know, I haven't looked at Stanford's roster this year. I watched that USC game and was not impressed. But you're used to seeing Stanford bring in, what, 330-pound offensive linemen, NFL tight ends, an NFL-type offense that you would expect to be able to line up and dominate a Group 5 team.
Well, they've just fallen off just a little bit. I mean, because between 2010 and 2016, they had double-digit wins six out of those seven seasons. So they're winning 12-11, 12-11, and then they had an 8, and then 12-10. Since then, they've only won 9 last couple years. So they've lost just a little bit of that edge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They went from, you know, Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl, Rolls Bowl, to Alamo Bowl and Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
They've just lost a little of the edge.
So is maybe the bigger conversation here like David Shaw overrated, no longer top-level coach?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he had some really good years there. I don't know. He still hasn't won fewer than 8 games in a season.
But the Pac-12 kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck, yeah.
It's crazy to me that they're going on the road. And again, last I saw, KJ Costello is supposed to be back this game. They're starting quarterback. And they're 9-point dogs to UCF.
I can tell you what I hope happens.
I know what you hope happens. You hope Stanford comes in and dominates them.
Hope David Shaw proves to everyone he's an NFL-level coach.
I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. I think UCF's going to come in and beat them by 17 or more.
Yeah. USC beat them last week.
That's what I'm saying. Like Central Florida had to just be like, man, really? Seriously?
I'm just tired of hearing about them, man. They just bark all the time. Just bark, bark, bark. Take us seriously. We want to be taken seriously. Please take us seriously. Should have beat LSU last year. Sorry.
I mean.
Get on my nerves.
I'm really impressed that they're such big favorites, though. That's pretty big perception-wise.
Yeah. I mean, they've earned it, you know, last couple of years. I mean, I just get tired of hearing about them. They're really unlikable to me.
They got this game against Stanford, and then they go at Pittsburgh the next 2 weeks. So at least they got 2 Power 5 opponents that are willing to play them.
Pittsburgh, I mean. Yeah.
Didn't Pittsburgh win the division last year?
They did manage to win the division last year,
yeah.
Which is odd. But yeah, they did.
Hour 1 of the books. We'll kick off hour 2 next. Stick with us as Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric.